This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and salutations upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is wealth. Money is a blessing and a responsibility. Subhanallah, one of the greatest things that we are blessed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wealth, is the money, is the provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this is a blessing. We need to treat it as a blessing. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught us this dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. So Allah Rabbul Izzah is teaching us to ask for the fadl of Allah, ask for the goodness of this world and in the hereafter. My beloved brothers and sisters, wealth is something which can be utilized in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the wealth, with the money, you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is really important for us to understand that when Allah Almighty has given us the wealth, we need to use it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as I said, wealth is a blessing and a responsibility. So this responsibility of having the wealth, having the wealth management all together is something which is really, really important. Why? Because we will be accountable on the day of judgment about the wealth that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain al-birr, goodness, righteousness, until you give in the way of Allah which you love the most. So we need to understand, when we give, we get more from Allah Almighty. So wealth is a blessing indeed, and we need to gain it through various ways. One of the powerful ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran is وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Almighty says, when you gain the conscious, the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way easy for you and will provide you from the ways which you will never imagine. So gaining the consciousness of Allah, the taqwa of Allah, is a means to grow in your wealth. Gaining the love of Allah and spending for His love is a way to get closer to Allah Almighty and grow in your wealth. So my beloved brothers and sisters, understand that wealth is a blessing indeed, and is a responsibility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, on the day of judgment, the feet of the son of Adam will not move a bit until and unless he answers five questions. And among these five questions, two questions are related with wealth. How did you earn it? And how did you spend it? So let us be conscious about wealth management. Let us make sure that we treat it as a blessing and gain the Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our wealth. And also make sure that we should be mindful, because we will be accountable for the wealth that we possess. May Allah Almighty help us all to gain the riches that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Almighty enrich those who are poor. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to grant success to all the rulers of the Emirates, and we ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evil and harm. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.